Our next guest has worked in many roles on the front lines, including with SAPOL for 12 years and the Red Cross here and abroad for 7. Sam Reed is his name. He's now the National Director of Disaster Relief Teams with Disaster Relief Australia. It's an organisation uniting the skills and experiences of the Australian Defence Force veterans, emergency responders and civilians to rapidly deploy disaster relief teams around the country and world. Hey, thanks for joining us, Sam.
No worries. Good morning, Jenny. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. And firstly, thank you for all the work you've done. You've chosen quite a challenging but, I imagine, really rewarding career path.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's been, it has been rewarding and it's been challenging, but, yeah, I wouldn't do it any other way.
What's driven you to do all that gritty and often challenging work on the front lines?
I guess growing up in my late teens, sort of the late 90s, early 2000s was a time when methamphetamine started circulating the community quite a lot, and had some friends who came unstuck with drug issues around that period, and essentially led me down a path where I went into Red Cross when I was around 22 years of age and started volunteering with them, and was driven towards a program called Save a Mate, which was a peer education and assistance program to help people with drug and alcohol issues. So it was sort of an experience in my personal life that led me down the path of volunteering to help out.
Right. And what was that program all about? I imagine it you helped turn some lives around.
Yeah, it was a really good program. It was run across Australia for many years. We implemented it in New Zealand and used it to sort of profile the work of the Red Cross and Red Crescent movement and Australian Red Cross in the area of harm minimisation. So it's around assisting people and using their experiences to enable people to live better lives and try and get a grip on things that were affecting them, particularly with drugs.
And I imagine when you were a police patrol in, you know, country areas, you were exposed to some pretty hardcore stuff in terms of drugs and other violent situations.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you hear the common themes through, you know, police work and the humanitarian sector, of obviously around you know, poverty and domestic violence and all of the bad things. But for me, I think over the last sort of 18 years, the consistent theme in everything I've done is there's always been some impacts from methamphetamine, whether it's overseas working in the, you know, the Rohingya camps in Bangladesh, where drugs were a major drug trafficking route through there, and some significant issues in those communities, and then obviously worked in Mount Gambier for 2.5 years and seeing the impact of drugs in regional areas was something that hit me quite a lot. So yeah, it's been a consistent theme, and that's something that I've really, really tried to address throughout my life, going back to those experiences that have impacted my friendship groups in the late 90s and early 2000s.
Mm, yeah. For police officers, maybe you don't get as much thanks as, say, you know, firefighters, I imagine. Do you ever hear from people many years later who you've helped out?
Yeah, we do hear from people. I think the thing that always puts a smile on a police officer's face is when you check in with someone or you bump into them in the street and you see that they're living a better life. And it might not be the, you know, the singular or several interactions you've had with them in your work, but every positive influence ultimately contributes to someone pursuing a better path in their life. You know, you can see it quite clearly with people who have put some weight on. You know, the small things will give them back their self-esteem. The thanks are, or the feedback is not often consistent, but when you see it, it's really rewarding to know that all the hard work does pay off in many cases with better outcomes for individuals.
Yeah, absolutely. Sam Reed is with me. He's the National Director of Disaster Relief Teams with Disaster Relief Australia, and he's worked with SAPOL and the Red Cross for many years. So, yeah, tell us about the role that you're doing now and the organisation, what your mission is.
Yeah, so Disaster Relief Australia was founded in 2017. So the Chief Operating Officer, Marcus Busey, and the Chief Executive Officer, Jeff Evans, started the organisation, and they work within disaster-affected communities across Australia. And one of the core demographics we have within our membership are former military personnel, so veterans, including serving personnel, and emergency services, either past or present, in addition to the broader community as well. So it's essentially unifying the skill sets of those groups and giving them the opportunity to be able to contribute in recovery and resilience operations. So following floods, fires and cyclones, for example. And, yeah, helping the community in times when often the first response mechanism is, you know, moved on, which is what it's there for. And then we come in sometime later, which could be weeks to months later, and help people often in regional areas to get back on their feet. So it's things like clearing land, cutting down dangerous trees that have been burnt out, working with other organisations to put fencing back up, and a range of other other specialisations. So we do a lot of sifting through the debris of burnt out houses to help people find mementos and keepsakes. And it often just helps people take that first step that they need to then, you know, get back on their feet and start getting their lives back together.
So at Disaster Relief Australia, lots of different people are in the organisation, and lots of people from different backgrounds where they've actually worked in a number of, you know, first responder roles, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a prime example is our Chief Development Officer, Anastasia. She is a South Australian Ambulance Officer and has been for 14 years. And is now she's been a very active volunteer with Disaster Relief Australia over the years, and is now our Chief Development Officer. So it's a really good example of being able to blend both careers and be able to, you know, continue to support your community as a paramedic while at the same time supporting an organisation that helps the communities in different ways.
You after more volleys?
Yeah, absolutely, all the time. And you know, it's the type of work that you might only be able to deploy once a year. But we're one of those rare organisations that deploy people across Australia. So it's a really good opportunity. You see, you know, for example, the Perth bushfires, and people are often filled with sense they want to get out there and they want to help, but the opportunities aren't always available. And, you know, we have an operation going at the moment in the Bega Valley, helping out communities after the Black Summer bushfires. So it's quite a long period after that. That, for example, was a great opportunity to see another part of the countryside and to get out into regional areas and you know, support people to get back on their feet. We've run an operation recently in the Perth Hills after the fires there, Operation Woods, which was actually our biggest operation so far. We're doing work up in the Adelaide Hills at the moment in Cherry Gardens to support after the fires there. And in South Australia, there's been a large operation, Operation Hannaford, supporting the communities after the Cuddly Creek and Lobethal fires. So there's a lot going on. We're a growing organisation and we're very keen to bring people in from all walks of life and support them, provide training and opportunities to get out there and help the community.
Oh, it sounds brilliant. Well, thanks for all the work you've done, and really lovely to have you on the program today, Sam Reid.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.